holiday tipping. How much should you give and to who? Karen Thomas is the foremost authority when it comes to etiquette. You can visit her online at ktetiquette.com. Karen, yesterday I went to go get my hair done, just getting my normal color, and I stopped dead in my tracks on the way there. I'm like, wait a minute, I gotta stop and get my cash and get a card because it's time. Like, you have to tip the hairstylist right now. And all of a sudden I realized, like, it's go time on all these people.
December's here, and our wallets are going to be shortened. So you should tip your hairdresser. And there was an old myth that said if you were the owner of the salon, you did not tip that person. That is no longer true. Even if the person owns the salon and does your hair, or it's just one of the regular hairdressers, they need to be tipped. And if you tip often, tip each time, you don't have to do as much at Christmas. But again, you should do something. So either tip all at once at Christmas, or if you tip regularly, tip something. And maybe you can do like a gift at Christmas time for your hairdresser as well.
I remember reading and hearing that you're supposed to do the full price of a service. Is that still true? Because that's a lot of money, to be honest, you know?
Right.
Well, again, and that's where that comes in. The caveat comes in where if you tip every single time you go, for example, I go every 6 weeks faithfully, I tip every single time. So what I do is I take and I buy a gift, and then I also tip in December, but I also buy a gift. I know what kind of libations my hairdresser likes, so I buy a huge bottle and then I also tip. But if you're not tipping at all and you're just getting your hair done and it's December, you should tip the full amount of the service in December.
Who doesn't tip, though, every time they get a haircut?
Oh my gosh, right?
There's a lot.
Right, yeah. And you know what? I mean, Karen, just to touch on it too, we know that sometimes there's those people that'll try and dodge it. I mean, I get it. Money's tight, but if you're actually having somebody do your hair in December, you know, it's not worth it to go to a stranger just so that you can avoid your regular hairdresser. That doesn't make any sense.
No, and people have done it. I was in the nail salon the other day having my nails done, and I watched this lady. It was $85 for her service. And she's like, I only have $3. Here you go. And I almost fell on the floor. I mean, if you can afford to have the service done, you have to be able to afford to tip appropriately.
Besides your hairstylist and your manicurist, if you go somewhere regularly, which I forgot, like I didn't think of that I need to do that too. Who else should you be tipping this time of year?
Okay, so if you have children in school, check with the school policy to see if gifts are allowed for a teacher, or do a group gift. If it's for a boss, you never buy individually for your boss. You do it as a group. You want to make sure that you are tipping your garbage men. I know that's a hard one, but you could tip the garbage men. Your mailman, your delivery people. Maybe you order a lot of Amazon. You want to make sure that you're tipping your Amazon driver. So these are the people that you definitely want to be making sure on your list this holiday season.
What if they're always different delivery people, like the Amazon and the FedEx?
Yeah, it's true. I feel like I do have about 4 different Amazon drivers right now.
I never even see them, to be honest.
We have the same one. So I try to make sure that towards the end, for the last week of Christmas there, I kind of tip them, you know, each one when they come. And it doesn't have to be a lot, you know, maybe, you know, a couple dollars, $3, $5, $10, something like that, especially if you get packages consistently.
Karen Thomas, you can find her online at ktetiquette.com.